text gives us a clear account of Jesus that was taken up into heaven. This sounds so fantastic. Is it something that's hard to believe? Well, first, you have to believe Jesus rose from the grave. You have to believe that he defeated the very thing that afflicted all humanity, and that was death. So I ask you, when's the last time you seen anyone rise from the dead and then later beamed up into the sky? It's part of the Apostles' Creed. A creed which dates back to the very, very early times of the church. This is what is celebrated in churches today all over the world. In churches that believe in Jesus Christ. This doctrine of Christ's ascension in the creed states as follows. Please rise. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. The ascension marks the exaltation of Jesus to his rightful place with God, sharing the heavenly throne with his Father. The ascension of Jesus was visible and physical. In other words, it was such that it could be witnessed by people. So why is this significant? Why didn't Jesus just go away? Why didn't he just walk off into eternity? Why did he make a spectacle of it? Why did he arrange it so witnesses could see it? The same reason that he stayed on earth for 40 days after the resurrection. You see, it was necessary for people to see this. It was necessary for people to see the resurrection. It was necessary for people to witness that Jesus Christ was alive. And it's necessary for people to witness that Jesus ascended into heaven. Because that's what he said he was going to do. So what if people didn't witness this? What would be the case today? Probably immediately after he disappeared. You can just bet your boots that those that were in doubt, those that did not believe, would have used that against his ministry. It would have been real easy for them to say it never happened. It would be very hard for those believers to prove that it did. Ascension Day is an amazing, marvelous event. And because of that, we believe today. We profess the truth. We can preach what has happened, and those doubters cannot prove us wrong. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Absolutely. In the last verse I read this morning, it says this. This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will, listen to this now, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. What does that mean, in the same way? We're going to hear more about this same way thing in weeks to come. I'm in the process of creating a series on the second coming, the tribulation, and all of the events of the end time and the signs. And in the same way will be spoke about then, just as I will this morning. Jesus ascended into heaven, and Jesus is going to return in the same way. He will descend from heaven, from the clouds, and call those that are left, that are still in the grave, to rejoin him and go into heaven. In the same way. But there's going to be a couple of differences. When Jesus ascended, he left a message introducing the Holy Spirit. And he went up into the sky. When he comes back, the difference is going to be there will be a triumphant sound of the trumpet of Jesus returning. And he will have the saints with him. He is going to come back not alone as it was when he ascended. So in this same way has some limits to it. But what this message here this morning is that he went up into heaven and he's going to come down from heaven and call us all home. The other difference will be that Jesus is going to return with his glorified physical body. All of the wounds that he experienced on the cross will be nothing more than scars. His return will be literal and it will be physical, just as his ascension was literal and it was physical. In John 14, verses 1 through 3, it reads this: Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You see, his ascension means Jesus is serious about heaven. He's serious about heaven as a place where you and I will feel at home. Excuse me. Heaven is going to be a place where there will be wow and peace. Not a place where there will be war and pieces. Our longing for a permanent home where there'd be no mortgage hanging over our heads will be met. A place to be at home with God, who is just pleased as punch to show us his glory, his home, and his heaven. That's what ascension means. That is the promise that Jesus gave us when he left. Think back of something, event that you had that created unbelievable thrill and excitement. Maybe it was a marriage. Maybe it was the birth of your children. And I could go on and on and on with this list. But what I want to say here this morning, that thrill and that excitement, what you experienced and look back as today as one of the most thrilling and exciting events will not stand in the shadow of what Jesus has promised us. This is exactly what Jesus promised his ascension would bring. Thrills and excitement. But remember this, the betrayal. Where Jesus predicted in a previous passage that Peter would betray him, and yet he said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled." He says to Peter, "Trust me." He told Peter, "You will get home, just trust. Don't let your feelings destroy your trust or undermine the reality of home." He spoke of his objective. And that was, "I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And when we get there, Jesus will be there." That is the promise of ascension. Ephesians 1, verses 18 through 20, it says, "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints and his incomparably great power for us who believe." That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heaven. Ascension Day tells us of God's power. It brings us hope. Hope to know we're not left with no meaning or no purpose. We will enjoy an inheritance that will be so rich and so glorious. That's the promise of ascension. Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Father in heaven." God will rule. Right hand speaks of authority and act of rulership of God. He rules from a place of distinction and power and influence. Ascension reminds me that God wants me. Yeah, you ever think of it that way? It says he has gone to prepare a place for us, to take us to be with him, and he will return in the same way. That is the promise of ascension. It will be very visible, very tangible, very real. It will be as real as the day he walked this earth in his sandals. First Timothy 2, verses 4 and 5 says, "God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, and that mediator is the man, Christ Jesus." How clear is that? How can there ever be any other question? God wants you and me. He wants all to be saved. The cross on which he died says to us, do not be troubled. His blood spilled to forgive, to wipe away sins forever. So I ask you, what makes us whole again? The answer is nothing but the blood of Jesus. He now sits at the right hand of God, mediating for both of us, for all of us. So do we believe that God is good? Yeah. Let me take a minute and just do a little review. For those that say God doesn't love us, for those that don't believe God is good, let's look back for a minute. God loved us so much that he brought his son into this world. He loved us so much that he allowed his son not only to die so that we could be forgiven, but he arranged for his own son to die the cruelest death that was known to mankind at the time. Because he loved us so much. And then because he loved us so much, he allowed his son to be resurrected. Because he wasn't done with us yet. He defeated death. So we too could defeat death. Because he loved us so much. And it doesn't end there. Because God loved us so much, he allowed his son to return to heaven. Because he loved us so much, he allowed his son to sit at his right side, a place of honor, a place that shows distinction, a place that shows power. He loved us so much that he brought his son home so he could prepare a place for us to join him. But here's the kicker. Here's the frosting on the cake. God loved us so much that he tasked his son to mediate for us. Now we hear so little about that, but it is so powerful. For those of us that waver in our faith, or for those of us that go the wrong direction, or for those of us that forget about the love we have for him, he listens to his son. His son sits there and says, Father, cut him some slack. This is just a little whimper. You do not need to condemn him because his faith grew weak. Allow me to work with this person to strengthen his faith. And the beautiful part of it is the Father listens. He listens to his son. For those that will stand before the great white throne judgment are going to see Jesus there. Jesus is going to sit at that judgment, representing the Father. Jesus will look in the book and report to the Father. This is what ascension is all about. It is about the love of the Father for us. It is about the Son mediating for us, guiding us and directing us. It is about the Holy Spirit that fills this sanctuary. It is about the Holy Spirit that gives me the words that He wants spoken. It is about our baptism that followed up the baptism with water. Ascension Day is a huge, huge event that gets so little press, so to speak. John 6 says this, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. In other words, this is hard for people to believe. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. That's true today. Of all of the proof that we have, of all of the examples of God's love for us, of all of the promises that God and His Son Jesus Christ has made to us, there are still some that do not believe. The context of Jesus' teaching is He is the bread of life. We are told to feed on Him to get life. His exaltation is proof that He has the power to back up His hard teachings. Sad to say, some are going to choose and have chosen not to believe, because it's a hard teaching. To believe a resurrection actually happened is hard for some people. To believe the ascension took place is hard for some people. It's about death and life stuff. It's deadly serious. That's why we have faith. That's why we need to strengthen our faith. Because it is a hard teaching. From the pages of Scripture, we have found hope. So I ask you this morning, if you have wavered in your faith, Jesus will mediate for you. Jesus is sitting there at the right hand and saying, Father, it's just a little quirk. His faith is real. His faith will come back. It will strengthen because we will send the Holy Spirit to help him. There is great hope. Jesus has ascended. He has the Father's ear. He will speak for you and for me. But most of all, Jesus promises this: He will come back to you and to me. So my word this morning is fear not. Fear not. We have His promise. It will happen. He will return in the same way that He ascended. And lastly, Jesus' ascension means just as He says. It is for our good. He said it is for your good that I am going away. We have hope again. I say this morning, keep the faith. And finally, I close with this. God bless you all. And all of God's people said,